Now, after I wrote And Still the Waters Run, and before it was published, during that 4 years that the University Press was trying to find a publisher, I got another granting aid from the Social Science Research Council and wrote A History of the Creeks. Now, my only reason for writing A History of the Creeks was because I didn't know anything about the creeks, and nobody else did either. The creek history was a complete blank from the time that they settled in Oklahoma until the end of the tribal period. Their history was just almost a complete blank, and if anybody tried to write about them, he was so unaware of the situation in the Creek Nation that what he wrote was not accurate at all. It was just as though a person would try to write a biography of George Washington that had never heard about the Revolution and didn't know anything at all about the United States, had never heard of the United States. It would be, if he worked hard to try to find out the events in George Washington's life, he wouldn't give a very good interpretation of those with his lack of a background. So whatever was written about the Creeks lacked that background, and that's the reason why, the only reason why I chose to write about the Creeks. And I remember thinking that because the Choctaws were peaceable and, using the white man's word, progressive, very anxious to acquire everything the white man had that might help them, the Creeks were warlike and conservative. Well, I found out later that the Creeks were not as warlike as I had thought they were. They were just good at defending, or very earnest at defending themselves. But anyhow, I did think that that would be a tribe that would be different from the Choctaws. So I worked on that history of the Creeks, and I finished it, I believe, in 1939. But that was my reason for choosing it.
And that's The Road to Disappearance.
That's The Road to Disappearance. And my reason for giving it that kind of a title was that nobody was interested in Indian history at that time. If I had called it History of the Creeks, nobody would have been interested in it at all. Now, there is an interest in Indian history. And if I had just named it A History of the Creek Nation, it would be a good title. But that would not have been a good title then. Well, anyhow, that's the reason why I chose that subject of the Creeks. But I did so much work, and I had so many notes, that I could really, I had to condense the things I learned. I had to condense them so extensively to get them into one book. And even so, the book is a little too large to be conveniently handled, or to have been economically sold. It was just a little too large. But I could have written 10 or 12 volumes and filled it with the history of the Creeks from the Civil War on. I had that much overflow in my notes, and I still have those notes. And that's the reason why that I wrote about Tulsa. I could have taken any section of the Creek country and have written a book about it, but I didn't feel that there was any section of the Creek country that had any particular interest outside that community except Tulsa. So that's the reason why that I wrote Tulsa. I just took the overflow. I took the amount of all of my, I went through my notes and I pulled out all that had to do with the Tulsa area, and use those notes for my history of Tulsa.